In today's Gospel from John, we read, quote, "But whoever lives the truth comes to the light, so that their works may be clearly seen as done in God," unquote. Hello again. Did you happen to see it on Monday afternoon? Did you see the solar eclipse? If you were like me, you saw the eclipse through specially made dark lenses. It was quite a thrill watching the moon slowly cover much of the sun. From where I watched in Virginia, it seemed it covered almost 90%, leaving a crescent sun. The phenomena of the solar eclipse invites discussion and even contemplation. Next to today's homily link is a link to a discussion presented by my fellow Jesuits, Father Jim Martin, Brother Guy Casamagna, and his Vatican Observatory colleague, Chris Gainey. It is worth listening to their wealth of information and insights. The phenomena of a solar eclipse reminds me of a book titled The Eclipse of God, written almost a century ago by the Jewish philosopher Martin Buber. For Buber, the sacred seems to have faded in the background amidst the noise and distractions of the world. In this sense, Buber speaks of an eclipse, a veiling of the divine radiance that once illuminated the hearts of humanity. For Buber, we live in an era where materialism, individualism, and secularism often overshadows the transcendent dimensions of life. Folks, isn't it true that in the midst of our busy lives, it is easy to lose sight of the deeper truths and realities that connect us to something greater than ourselves? Buber describes our relationship with God as being what he calls an I-thou encounter, in contrast to an I-it relationship. With an I-thou encounter, we move beyond objectifying God as a distant concept or a theological abstraction. Instead, we enter into a living, dynamic relationship, a dialogue with the soul. It is a relationship of intimacy, vulnerability, and mutual presence, where God becomes not just an idea to be grasped at, but a living reality to be experienced. Buber, furthermore, reminds us that the divine presence is not confined to sacred spaces or religious rituals. God is ever present, permeating every aspect of creation, waiting to be recognized and embraced in the ordinary moments of our lives. One commentator asks, but how do we navigate the eclipse of God? How do we pierce through the veil of darkness and rediscover the divine light within and around us? First and foremost, we must cultivate a spirit of openness and receptivity, a willingness to encounter this sacred in unexpected places and unexpected ways. We must learn to listen to the still small voice that speaks in the depths of our hearts and the whispers of the wind. Secondly, we must cultivate a sense of awe and wonder, a reverence for the mystery and majesty of existence. Didn't you feel that when you looked up in the sky on Monday afternoon, that we were looking at the same sky that millions across the United States were looking? We weren't divided by political polarization, but a common sense of our humanity, looking up at the same sky, at the same universe, with awe and wonder. Whether we find ourselves gazing up at the stars or marveling at the intricacy of a single blade of grass, let us pause at times in our lives, recognize the divine fingerprints that are everywhere around us, if we but notice. Finally, we must cultivate a spirit of compassion and love, a willingness to see the divine spark in every person we meet, especially in the marginalized and the oppressed. As we reach out in kindness and solidarity, we become vessels of God's grace, channels of divine love in a world that is hungry for healing and redemption. And how appropriate, then, that today's gospel speaks of how truth reveals the light of God. Amidst the eclipses of our lives, there still remains the God's light behind it. For amidst all the distractions and desolations of our world, it is indeed difficult to see the small glimpses of God like a crescent sun, or to hear the soft whispers of our loving God, informing us, encouraging us with love. As St. Paul suggests in his famous letter of love in Corinthians, quote, "Now we see only a reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face," unquote. Finally, folks, allow me to add a metaphor, which I suggested to the 100 adolescents preparing to be confirmed this Sunday at our 2:30 and 5:30 masses. It occurred to me that the dark glasses we use to protect our eyes in order to see the solar eclipse can be compared to the sacrament of confirmation, and indeed each of the sacraments. For each time we receive a sacrament, especially the Holy Eucharist, we are invited to a partial experience of God. Indeed, a full radiance in this life of God is not possible, but through faith, we may experience like God, like a crescent sun, partially, but still really. And like in a solar eclipse, where there may be for a time a partial, even complete darkness in our lives, we can be assured that because of our faith in the Son of God, the radiance of the sun will appear again. Amen.